Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Through the process of elimination, you have found actually the longest running syndicated morning program in America, in the history of American radio. How about that? This is the cumulative DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. There is a lot of health news, a lot of information about health insurance. This is the time of year when people sign up. I don't understand how that all works. I don't know why it has to be a certain time of the year. But anyway, Jennifer, what sort of health news do you have?
Well, maybe one of the biggest myths actually debunked by a new study from St. Andrew's School of Medicine. Okay, when you are really thirsty, when you are feeling dehydrated, what beverage do you just naturally reach for?
Water.
Right. Well, now they're saying that water is actually not the most hydrating beverage out there for you. And Dougie, really? Great news. Guess what is the most hydrating beverage out there?
Melted ice cream.
Melted ice cream.
That's even hydrating. Better. Yes.
Well, here's the deal. When your body gets hydrated when it has a little bit of sodium, a little bit of potassium, a little bit of fat, all as part of the mix when you're drinking. So the sodium in milk acts like a sponge and holds on to water in the body, which results in less urine produced. So it makes you hold on to water, but it also helps your body rehydrate itself, which is a really good thing. Now, if you want to know 13 common beverages, just how they impact hydration, here's the list. And water doesn't come till way down at the very end, as a spoiler alert. Skim milk is at the very top of the list.
But
so not
milk
whole milk.
Milk. It's not junk. It's skim
milk. Okay, well, in any
water.
Case, we're talking white about water. Hydration. So the mixture that is in skim milk is the most hydrating for your body. Followed by, and this is kind of interesting because we've seen these products on the market, things like Pedialyte or the new product Liquid IV. A lot of celebrities on Instagram using Liquid IV packets in water. That's actually number two, those oral rehydration solutions. Then, full-fat milk, Doug, there you go, number three on the list, followed by orange juice. How often are we told that orange juice is like poison, it's too much sugar? Well, it apparently is good if you're dehydrated. Then cola, diet cola, cold tea, regular tea, a sports drink, and that's when we get to still water, followed by sparkling water. Just under that on the list, lager. So beer and then coffee. How about that?
I'm surprised that the sports drink is so low because it has electrolytes and sodium, and that's supposed to make you less dehydrated.
And
so.
Even as surprised from that point of view as you are, the Coca-Cola type of drink, which I, when I drank it earlier on in my life, it was not refreshing at all. Always out in a, if you're in a hay field or something and you're really thirsty, drinking Coca-Cola or any of those sugary drinks, it always made me thirsty. It didn't. I don't know how to describe it, but it certainly was not the thirst quenching. That's a hard thing. Say that 100 times. Thirst quenching.
Because right, sugar is like salt.
Refreshing.
Sugar just like salt makes you thirsty. That's why.
Yeah. So who you know when you look at people who in the ads look like they're refreshed and look at that cool crisp bottle of Coca-Cola. Nonsense. It's garbage. All right. Now moving to the next step here on. Various levels, the cost of family health care in this country. Take a guess, all of you, if you'd like, how much the average family pays on an annual basis between themselves and employers if they have health insurance or the state or whoever it is that's put the packages together. Just take a gander, take a guess. Victoria, what do you think the number is? And maybe you bring your own situation if you know what the number is for you and Lewis. Into the fold.
Wait, the number of what?
What it costs a year, the family average family health coverage. What does it cost a year for families if they're...
Family, I don't know. It's just Lewis and me, but at his former company, it was $700 a month for the two of us.
That was your cost. All right.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you know what it costs you through the various...
I'm going to say for a family, an average family of four, probably $15,000 a year.
getting closer. Kara, you want to take a shot? I mean, I'm sort of bringing in or wanting you to bring in your own circumstance, if you know what the actual cost is, whether it's you in combined combination with your employer or you on your own or you do it in, with a state program.
Well, if $15,000 is close, then I don't, yeah, I can't make an assumption based on what it is for me because mine is much different than that. But I don't know, if $15,000 is close, I'll say $20,000.
Yep. The average family of four, the cost for that family's health coverage is $20,000 a year. This is a survey done of employers who are pushing, you know, they're all trying to figure out how they are going to go broke paying health insurance costs because the only people in the world that seem not to be concerned about health insurance are the health providers. They're happy to keep jacking up everything for various reasons. But I think this, the rise, you know, we have the Obama thing that was supposed to cover everybody, but never really did anybody talk about the cost. And then whatever you have.
Well, the cost, I was on Obamacare for a bit. The cost was a lot cheaper than $700 a month.
To you.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but it was to you, but not to the total bill for coverage because it was a government problem. Even if it's your boss who's paying it. That's why so many of these companies now are trying to figure out a way to opt out of paying health insurance because it is so outrageously expensive. And there are, 17 million employees in our country who don't have any health care coverage at all. I guess that's why some of the states or the federal government, however it could do it, would step in, especially when you consider that 35% of employees in our country are under $30,000 a year, under, you know, the circumstance. How do you pay $20,000 a year and you only make $30,000 to cover your health expenses? The deductibles are rising very quickly. The average deductible for a procedure in this past 12 months is almost $1,400, up $533 in just the last 2 years. So it's just.
And the only thing that's going to fix this is if people stop with the stupid lawsuits and if the medical industry stops with the over. It needs to be a total redo. The fact that we now have to charge $50 for a Tylenol, and that's on the low end, is ridiculous. The whole system needs to be worked over. It's never going to get any better. And you know, once they have prices this high, it's never going to go down unless there is like a mandatory overhaul on how this stuff is done. It's crazy.
I think other countries have handled it better, even though it costs the taxpayers there. There's something more equitable, it would seem, in countries like Canada or England.
See, people get caught up in arguing about whether or not the taxpayers or private citizens or corporations should pay for health care. But the real thing is that health care is expensive. So why is it so expensive? Where is all the bulk being built in, and where is the mismanagement? And that's what so many political arguments, we're at each other's throats trying to kill each other. Oh, we should have health care for all. Oh, no, we shouldn't. You know, there's all these arguments, but what's the real problem? The real problem is that everything is way too expensive, that they have inflated costs of medicine, and why? Who's getting rich?
And you know what part B of that is? There's no focus on prevention, how to educate people or have people educate themselves as to what to eat, how they exercise, what they do with their lives, that sort of thing. It's all at the end when people, every time I see somebody who's gone an oxygen thing, and I look at them and know that they were big smokers, and that toll that it's taken not only on them, but pretty much all of us, because we all pay for those things, that kind of stuff. I just think there's something inherently unfair in me and you, who don't abuse ourselves, taking care of somebody who had a choice. If you are born into this life and you don't have, for whatever the reason, you don't have mental or physical capacity to take care of yourself, then it's our job to take care of you 100%. But if you've come into this life with a brain and you decide you're going to do certain things that affect your health and well-being, and then you expect me to pay for it? Screw with that. Not at all. So it's certainly something to think about. And by the way, in league with this in a moment, I want to tell you about something else that's going on that affects our health directly right after this.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties, all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's take a gander at something that affects all of our health. You know, there's been a lot. I think we talked on the air this week about birds and how many have died, billions of them, because of pesticides and things that are being used to supposedly clean up the air that we live in or make life better, but it isn't better without the birds and bees as well. There are all kinds of the bees. The first alarm was sounded when we found how many bees are dying. Then the next thing is birds. Then I don't know how many of you realize that butterflies are almost as impactful as birds when it comes to pollination. And they're falling over like flies, pardon the pun. But the problem with bees, it's interesting. France is on the cutting edge of this again because of pesticides that are called neonicotinoids. Anybody here ever heard of a neonicotinoid?
Mm-mm.
Class
no.
of insecticide.
Sounds like a cigarette.
It is. It's related to nicotine. That's exactly what it is. It's a. It kills the receptors in the nerve synapse of bees, insects in general. That's used to kill mosquitoes and stuff like that. We hear a lot of that discussion now going on because of all the mosquitoes and the EEE, and everybody's worried about equine encephalitis. Well, in doing this, they're using these neonicotinoids, and what it does is it's killed millions and millions, tens of millions of bees. So the French this week say they are going to ban all five of the pesticides that have been linked to bee deaths over there, no matter what, be damned. The mosquitoes be damned. And that brings me around to wondering what's going on in our country to the bee population. Something to think about in our health and well-being. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Nobody looks any finer. Always more of a hit at the Parkway Diner. We never knew we could want more than that out of life.
I always have appreciated Billy Joel's ability to tell a story in a song. And he kind of visualized him sitting in front of the piano, banging away at it, telling these stories in song. And so as a result of all of the success of Billy Joel, there is an anthology, a television series, actually, in the works about Billy Joel. Kind of, I was thinking about Elton John in the movie and some of these other movies that are being developed. I'm surprised it isn't being developed into a movie rather than scenes from an Italian restaurant. That's what they're calling it. The music is being brought to life. The show takes its title from Joel's favorite song from his sizable catalog. We're listening to it. I don't know that I know this song. Anybody know this song? You know, you can tell it's Billy Joel right off. But anyway, each episode of this show will be based on lyrics of his hits. And that's kind of a clever way of doing this. Piano Man, Mama Leone, Sergeant O'Leary. The tracks will be reimagined and rearranged by Joel's music team with his input. Take the tunes maybe in some new directions. Kevin Fox, who worked a lot on Law & Order SVU, is creating the series and will executive produce alongside Billy Joel himself. It's coming from MGM TV. They say Billy Joel is a beautiful storyteller. It's just so that at the moment the stories are accompanied alongside remarkable songs. The series is going to focus less on Billy's life and more on the stories inside his songs. I think that's a good idea. I wonder how many of these songs do we know are self-autobiographical? Is that a word? Self, like a self that's redundant. How many of them are? In other words, the stories that he tells in his song. You know how we hear country music is all about breakup and sadness and
dogs.
Well, I mean, you think Taylor Swift, the stories that come from personal experience. Do many people, I guess I don't know, I'm asking the question, if many of the songs that get popularized, if you're writing your own songs, come from your experiences in love. I suppose that's to be assumed, but I don't
certain
know.
Certain people have a formula. I think Taylor Swift is one of those people, probably.
Yeah. Billy Joel is 70, by the way. He is the sixth best-selling artist in the world. 84.5 million units have been sold. So I'd be curious who is number one through five. Anybody know? take a guess?
No, but I'd guess like maybe Elvis and...
Yep. Bruce Springsteen, do you think would be in that list?
The Rolling Stones or something.
The Stones, Beatles for sure.
The Beatles, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's the story coming up with the... of the Billy Joel Anthology TV series. Next up musically in the news department in our music segment this hour is Placido Domingo, who has finished. He's tired of dealing with the Met. He'll not perform his role as Macbeth in the Met production of the Giuseppe Verdi classic, not perform any production at the venue ever again. Ending his professional relationship that started in 1968, the Met and Mr. Domingo are in agreement that he needed to step down. They have no further comment. Macbeth was supposed to open up Wednesday with
Doesn't he have
Domingo.
Some sexual allegations in his, that he's dealing with right now?
Yeah, that's why.
It is. Okay. He says, I strongly dispute recent allegations made about me. I'm concerned about a climate in which people are condemned without due process. Upon reflection, I believe that my appearance in this production would distract from the hard work of my colleagues, both on stage and behind the stage. He's 78 years old, too, by the way. So, not like he was a spring chicken. I've always thought he was one of the most interesting of all of the great opera singers. Won 14 Grammys, Latin Grammy Award, performed with Luciano Pavarotti, Jose Carreras, as part of the Three Tenors. So... that's the latest on Placido Domingo, 28 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. As many as half of all American adults could benefit from taking statins to help lower their cholesterol, but far fewer than that actually do take statins. Mayo Clinic cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says he thinks many people avoid the cholesterol-lowering drugs because they misunderstand some of the side effects.
Statins can raise blood sugar. In fact, there is risk for becoming a diabetic if you're on a statin.
But Dr. Kopetsky says that isn't the whole story.
The people that become diabetics were almost always going to become a diabetic anyway. They would have been like 3 or 4 months later if they weren't on a statin. The other thing is that for every one patient that does become a diabetic, there are usually about 5 heart attacks that are prevented.
Dr. Kopetsky says many people avoid taking statins because they think it causes dementia or Alzheimer's disease. But
there's no evidence of that.
Dr. Kopetsky says statins are generally very safe and could improve the health of a lot of people. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, the New York Times reporting the whistleblower is a CIA agent, a man who was assigned to the White House. Meanwhile, President Trump reacting to the DNI whistleblower hearing today on Capitol Hill, he speaks with reporters at Joint Base Andrews.
Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them, it's just really a disgrace.
The president sounding annoyed by the antics of Democrats. Adam Schiff, who bizarrely reads made-up information to the committee on Capitol Hill that is not actually in the transcript of the call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine. Here's Schiff.
I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tickling into your brain, excuse me, and working our way into your hearts and minds. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on duty here at the moment. Well, we're all on duty. We're going to listen to Victoria, who's going to bring us up to date on something that we all know and have experienced, but the infuriation that comes with realizing how bad our roads are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! So how bad are they?
Oh, they're terrible. On top of taxpayer dollars, it's estimated that driving on roads in need of repair costs motorists, get this, $120 billion in vehicle repairs.
Yeah.
That averages...
And that's just one car.
Yeah, that averages to $533 per driver. So now, Quote Wizard, which is a LendingTree company and one of the nation's leading online insurance marketplaces, excuse me, allergies are so bad right now.
Awful.
They got together with all of the insurance companies around the country to figure out where all the filings were coming from for repairs to cars that were due to negligent highways and bridges and roads and things like that. Mm-hmm. So they found that 61% of highways nationwide are in fair to poor condition, and the Transportation for America estimates that's $231 billion a year to keep our existing road network in just barely medically acceptable repair. So when they looked at the individual states in terms of how many people were reporting or filing insurance claims to repair their cars, want to guess what the worst state in the union is?
California.
No.
Really? New
closer
York.
To, it's closer to your neck of the woods. No, New
Maine.
York is not even in the top 10.
Really? Maine?
Nope. Not even in the top 10. Nope.
California.
California's in the top 10, but not as bad as what you would think. The number one worst state for the roads and bridges is Rhode Island.
Wow. Yeah, that didn't surprise me.
They've got now the title.
I was going to say, you think they'd be good.
Yeah. So 53% of the roads in Rhode Island are considered to be in poor condition. Now, this costs, per motorist, $823 per car, per person. And so they say that the bridge percentage that are structurally deficient is 24% of the bridges. And Rhode Island, if you've ever been, it's all bridges. It's constant little bridges, bigger bridges. Yeah. It's all bridges. And 24% of them are structurally deficient. So maybe take Amtrak to Rhode Island the next time you want to visit. It is a beautiful state, but that's horrible for the roads.
Here's the situation that I have talked about on and on ad nauseum, and I guess I realized that spending as much time as I did in my younger years in Europe, especially in England, and how good the roads are there, because they build them to last. In America, we do not build roads or bridges to last. There's a, I don't know if it's not a secret kind of, but if you think it through, you understand the political realities of unions and their connections to people who vote on things like this. Look at the unions, the construction laborers union, those big unions that donate millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to the campaigns of various people that are influential in their field. When you look at that, you understand that the money goes to keep unions working. The decisions on what to build, how to build them, for example, how deep down do you go in the to eliminate the frost heaves in roads? You go down below the frost line. Well, take a look at most of the rural, excuse me, or my allergies as well, Victoria. The lack of depth here, literally and figuratively, to figure out, and it happens with some of the superhighways as well. They don't put enough macadam. They don't put enough base. They just don't build the roads to last. And therefore, every summer, from the first frost gone in April till the first, the ground gets hard in November, you see on every, not only the super highways, but regional roads, local roads, all of these detours, and we're digging up the road, we're putting in new surface. It's my town, the street that's in front of my house was done maybe 10 years ago. It's a mess. It needs to be done over again. Because
they
didn't
do it on purpose that way.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's by design that we have these problems.
The dumb thing is that, again, I don't know, maybe I'm just feeling a little kumbaya because I just feel like there's so much nastiness going on. But one project that Democrats and Republicans could actually agree on this time around was infrastructure. And could we even get that done? There's so many roads and bridges that are falling apart. I'm surprised California, I know it, they're in the
top
10.
Well, California's number 7. Yeah, I'll give you this. So here's the top 10 of the worst states. So Rhode Island is number 1 by a big margin. Number 2 is Oklahoma. Number 3, West Virginia. 4 is Mississippi. 5 is Pennsylvania. 6 is New Jersey. 7 is California. 8 is Missouri. 9 is Louisiana. And 10 is New Mexico. Now, on the other end of that, there are some states that are actually doing really well with upkeep of their roads and bridges. The best state in the whole country is Tennessee. And then that's followed by Georgia, Florida, Oregon, and Maryland. And then Virginia, too. So, Carrie, you've got some pretty good roads around you. You're the only one benefiting from this list.
Nice job.
The rest of us, Massachusetts is number 15 on the worst of the list.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
New York was actually kind of in the middle. I was surprised at that. I would think New York would be closer to the top, but New Jersey's awful. It's just pothole city. That's all it is.
In a moment, we're going to delve as we get into the fall season with what's going on in your home. How can we make your home better? Couple of experts from HGTV right after this.
If you know this sound, then
know the pure feeling that comes with it. The unparalleled power of a Rotax engine. The agility and ultimate freedom only the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform can give. That feeling of taking winter and shredding it for all it's worth. It's that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local Ski-Doo dealer today for great offers and rebates on select models during our Yellow Tag sales event.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now here on the DJV program. We welcome Chip and Polly Wade to our program. They are stars of an HGTV program. How healthy is your house? So I'm going to start with the two of you. How healthy is your house?
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. You?
Pretty good. I think our house is pretty healthy. We got 3 little kids. We try our best. I mean, I think, in general, Americans want a healthy house. I mean, okay. It's an overwhelming majority. Just most of us, honestly, we're busy and we have great intentions. We just don't always follow through, right?
Remember that song, Our House is a Very, Very, Very Fine House?
But is it a healthy, healthy house?
Yeah, healthy, healthy house. So a healthy house is a happy house. So we can come up with all kinds of platitudes here. But the goal of achieving health is something I think starts at home, even with the simplest things at the moment, my mind is sleeping and pillows and sheets and how those little mites get into the pillows and they crawl into your nose and into your mouth while you're asleep. What do we do to get rid of them?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just starting off on a... This is early for that, Doug.
That's all right.
There are a lot of categories. There are a lot of categories of home wellness. I mean, if you break it down, I mean, it's mind and it's physical, right? So there's things like spending quality time with your family, kind of trying to reduce the level of stress. But then there's just like the physical, like the tangible things that you're talking about.
Right.
Really, two biggest, there's a litany of things that you can address in your house. The two biggest things are clean air and clean water. Those two, if you can, if you try to attack the whole animal at once, it's really hard to do it. I recommend if we start there, we're going to get 99% of the way there. And then once we achieve those, we can kind of go past.
So, Polly, I want to know what you require of Chip when he comes into the house. Let's talk about some of the tips that you two live with and your children as well. I see on the list removing your shoes.
That's right. That's a recently implemented rule in our house, is that we have to take our shoes off as soon as we come in the house. And it's not because what you think it is tracking dirt throughout the house, but it's actually about removing the airborne toxins that we bring into our homes through the soles of our shoes. So we just, Chip built me a cute little bench right by the front door so that we can all take off our shoes, have a nice cozy spot. So it's convenient and easy to implement.
All right.
So that's one of the things we do. Another thing we do is open the windows. I love being outside, but another surprising statistic we found from a recent survey from Second Nature was that most people think that indoor air quality is actually better than outdoor air quality, when in fact the EPA says it can be up to 5 times more polluted inside than it is outside. So on those nice weather days, open up the windows so you can release those indoor toxins.
That's right. So those are the easy things that you can do, step one. But then the things that are kind of baked in that people just forget, like things like changing your filters. You probably hear things like this a lot.
Yeah.
However, we just forget to do it on the timing that actually keeps our filters in good working order. In fact, you're supposed to be changing your filters, your HVAC filters, about every 3 months. You're supposed to be changing your water filters, like in your refrigerator, for drinking water about every 6 months. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people, like, are you changing your filters in your refrigerator? They're like, what are you talking about? I bought my refrigerator 4 years ago.
Right.
Those things not just last forever.
So
a lot of that, though, I mean, it's an honest mistake. We're busy. We're doing other things. I like to set up a subscription plan for things like filters. I mean, it couldn't be any more simple. Actually, Second Nature, they have a great one. It's just a plan where you go and you put your filter size in one time, because who can remember their filter size, right? I mean, I do this for a living, and I'm like, is it a 24 by 20 or is it 25-inch? But you can just put it in there.
Most people don't even know that they have a filter. Never mind how big it is.
Exactly. So know your strengths and know your weaknesses, and just make it easy on yourself. So with stuff like that, they just show up to your door. You change it out, and again, this promotes healthy air.
All right, so that makes good sense. A lot of people talk about light bulbs and things, whether or not they should use the newest ones, the oldest ones, what's best, what isn't. The energy efficiency quotient is one thing, but some of those lights are pretty bright, and they're not exactly mood-enhancing when you want to cuddle up, you know what I mean?
Well, this is the beauty of technology. It's made it really easy for us here as well. Obviously, energy efficiency is a big deal with light bulbs. Obviously, LED technology, we all know that those are great. So that's the first kind of bucket. Most new light bulbs are kind of coming with this technology. The second thing is controlling the light temperature. A lot of the new smart bulbs actually allow you to change light temperature, warm to cool, and program that, which actually can help the feeling of the home, which actually does play right into home wellness. So technology is playing into all of this. They're becoming readily available. There's tons of options. But think about that for your home. Maybe something a little bit more warm in the evenings, a little cooler in the mornings.
Yeah.
If your listeners are interested in things like that, we have all of this set up at secondnature.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Focus of you, or I think your, yeah, our focus is your health, is your focus, your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the people that we have on the program that actually helps us to focus on our own health and well-being. And certainly as we get into the fall season, people are already thinking about the flu and the flu season 2019, what to expect. Do we get a shot? Do we not get a shot? What happens if we don't get vaccinated? It sounds like a broken record every year, Ken. You and I go back and forth on reasons to get vaccinated. You are certainly somebody who educates yourself and then us as to the benefits of the shots. And what happens if you don't get them? Let's talk about the reasons to get them, what this season looks like, because every season looks different, different bugs. And that's one of the reasons people criticize getting a shot or taking a shot, because they think that the flu vaccine is outmoded. It's last year's flu vaccine. What good is it going to do us this year? So what do you say?
Well, the CDC is getting all worked up about this early this year, because last year was a unique year. There were actually two spikes to last year's flu season. Very unusual. And the flu is, as you're suggesting, incredibly unpredictable. No one knows yet how severe this flu season will be, so now is the time to get vaccinated. You need to get vaccinated each year, not only because the vaccine has changed, but because your immunity wears off. One day there's going to be a single vaccine that will last your life, but it's not here yet. So everyone aged 6 months and older should get a flu shot, unless you're that rare person who's actually allergic to it. Flu vaccines can reduce your risk of hospitalization, you're ready, by 40%, and for healthy kids, it can reduce their chance of dying by 65%. It's particularly important for people who have chronic heart or breathing conditions to get vaccinated, and pregnant women should also get their shot to protect themselves and their baby.
All right. So that's the reason to get a flu shot. What's the reason that someone might come up with that does have some sort of efficacy not to have a flu shot?
I can't think of any unless they're really significantly allergic.
Mm-hmm. And how does one know if he or she is allergic to flu shots until you've had one?
Well, first of all, it's extremely rare. We used to even suggest people who were allergic to eggs not to get the flu shot, but that recommendation is now old-fashioned, and we no
longer
use it.
Why? Because they put egg yolk or something in the shots?
Well, because there was a concern of a cross allergy, but that's not a concern. We don't even – that's Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We don't do that anymore. And it's extremely rare that somebody's allergic. And if you've had a flu shot and you needed a shot of epinephrine, you know you were allergic. But those people are super, super right. rare.
So you practice down.
I get a flu shot every year.
Well, I want to know if you give them to your patient. You have a cardiological unit there. You, in your clinic, are basically a heart specialist. But if people come in and they've got something that shows maybe the inklings of a flu or cold or something, do you give them a shot?
Well, I give them just to my employees. And the reason why, as a courtesy, because the internists in my town like to do this, and they prefer if the cardiologists don't do it.
Ah. All right.
So, as a courtesy to the internists, I let them provide this service. But again, for my own staff, yes, I give them.
Yeah. So people go to Walgreens, to CVS, to all the big and small pharmacies to get these shots. Is that the best place? Is the best flu material, whatever it is?
I think it's an acceptable place to go, and I think you should talk to your primary care physician about what the plan is this year, and the primary care physician that you have selected will tell you how to obtain it.
All right. So there you go. Advice for the flu season about to begin. Here's some advice for those of you who have too much blood sugar. The problem here is, or one of the things to realize, that one of every three people in our country is type 2 diabetic or is pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody that you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, then you need to check out Curalin at curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Now, this is something that is not only plausible, but possible, because Curalin has so many benefits. Clinically tested ingredients that all show, they're all natural too, by the way, they promote the healthy glycemic response that you need, healthy blood sugar levels that we all have to have, managing cravings for sugars and other carbs. That's all part of the benefit here. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV, get $20 off your first bottle.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.